Art, let's first talk more about what happened this weekend.
Marshawn Lynch was arrested for a DUI in his hometown of Oakland at 3:30 in the morning. The police claimed that he blew a .08, which is the legal minimum for drunken driving. His attorney says that he plans to plead not guilty at his arraignment August 14th. And the attorney has offered this defense that he said when Lynch blew an .08 on the side of the freeway, he later, at the cop shop, 90 minutes, blew a .10, which means that, in the attorney's view, his blood alcohol was increasing, but it had to have been then either the same or lower when he was operating the vehicle. And the lawyer naturally thinks they've got a good chance to win this. So, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. But the problem was, it was 3:30 in the morning, and he was weaving his vehicle, according to the police report, and he was just putting himself in harm's way.
You know, no one was hurt. Seems like this should be a private, personal matter. Why should fans care that this happened, and why is this being made such a big deal?
Well, Marshawn, first of all, has a history with a couple of episodes when he was with the Buffalo Bills. He had an episode where he bumped a woman pedestrian with his car. It was a hit and run. No one was really hurt. The judge ruled that his driver's license had to be suspended. There was a second episode, later, a firearms charge that was reduced to a misdemeanor. And he was suspended by the NFL for 3 games for that episode. So he's got a history, and he's got a whole lot of people counting on him right now. Because in March, he signed a new contract with the Seahawks, a 4-year extension worth $31 million, $18 million of which is guaranteed. And they built the offense around him. The Seahawks are going to be a power rushing team. Marshawn Lynch made the Pro Bowl last year with 1,200 yards gained. Very impressive player. He's only 26. He's still in the prime of his career. And Marshawn is putting a lot of what he has gained in jeopardy because the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, is going Yosemite Sam on player misbehavior. And there is the big risk of suspension.
Depending on what happens, if he is suspended for a game or two or more, that affects the team.
Yes, and that's the consequence here. Because the Seahawks are counting on Lynch, just putting yourself in harm's way, whether you blew a 08 or were drunk or not drunk, he can certainly afford a designated driver, a car, a limo, or something. And that's the kind of risky behavior that really annoys a lot of sports fans, because the fact is the pro sports career is only about 4 years on average long. And for this period of time, the NFL asks for a higher standard of behavior than the average person. And it's collectively bargained in the NFL now. And so Goodell has these sweeping powers to punish before there's any court decision. He can say, Marshawn, you shouldn't have done that. And with your history, no way am I going to accept this behavior. I'm going to suspend you for 1 game or 2 games or 6 games or whatever. And that is a direct blow to the Seahawks, who are counting on Marshawn Lynch as the highest profile, best paid driver of this team. And instead, he was a driver when he shouldn't have been on a freeway in Oakland.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.